19th parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Dalet. We're talking now about Hilchas Shegogos. If a person by accident mouths a child, she should, does he have to bring a korban or not? So Mishnah Yilosh Day Tinokis. They have two babies. Echelamul Acher HaShabbos. One whose birth was, let's say, Sunday. Echelamul B'Shabbos. And one whose birth should have been Shabbos. The Shochach, he got mixed up. And Molish Al Acher Shabbos B'Shabbos. Chayov, he was Mal, the one after Shabbos and Shabbos. The Besim, he was Mechal Shabbos, because this was not his man of Mila, and he had to bring a Korban Chatos because he was thinking to do a mitzvah, he ended up not doing a mitzvah. The Chiddush that's considered Bechal Chil Shabbos, because it was the room to say it's considered Mechal Chil, he didn't do anything. But Lamaise says there's certain things that were gained that Lamaise, you don't have to make another bris. All you have to do is, and mostly, make it down. A triple blood average discussion. Yeah, echel lamul be'el Shabbos, echel lamul be'Shabbos. We had one that was supposed to be have its birth before Shabbos, another one on Shabbos. The shochach lamul shalev Shabbos be'Shabbos, and he by accident he mouthed the one that was already the ninth day. So here it's different in the first case, because here it was also for him to do what he did, but he did it wasn't a kind of mitzvah because that's the eighth day. But less than mechayv katos, he says the ma'aser, you unintentionally did a. Is the part of Chil Shabbos, you have to bring a korban. Rabbi Yeshua Poiter, why? Because the old, the person was involved in a mitzvah. And he did a mitzvah. That type of mistake is not the type of mistake that the Torah requires one to bring a chatas for. The type of oinus is overly involved in mitzvah. He did mitzvah.